people online who have similar following as you, a larger following count, and not necessarily following as in social. They could have more emails. They could have more YouTube views. Like, they just have a strong network. These are people, why wouldn't you want to collaborate with them? In a world where female entrepreneurs are striving to defy the odds, we are here to share real conversion-producing marketing strategies that make a difference. Our mission? To help you, the passionate female entrepreneur, rise above the status quo and achieve the million-dollar dream. On She Converts, every episode is a treasure trove of actionable marketing strategies that you can implement right into your business. Whether you're seeking insight into website optimization, brand positioning, creating a sellable offer suite, content creation, or anything else related to scaling your business, we've got you covered. Dive deep with us as we share stories, unveil tactics, and craft a journey for women in business to thrive. Together, let's challenge the norm, smash barriers, and rewrite the narrative. This is She Converts, where we equip you with strategies to change the game. Let's change it together. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of She Converts. Let me just make sure everything... Okay, we are fully recorded. So, it's 2024. This episode right now is our first episode of 2024. I'm super excited. I think it comes out on like the 4th or something like that, but... or maybe not. Maybe it comes out on the 1st or 2nd. I forget. Anyways, it's the first Monday of 2024 and this episode... is launched. I'm super excited to dive into our topic, but I also just want to say happy freaking new year. We made it to the end of the year. If you listened to my last one, it was kind of reflecting on 2023, and now we're here. We're 2024. Another year has passed, and now we are fresh slate. Let's freaking do this. We have 365 days to do something. So I'm excited to see what you all do. And with that, maybe this episode will give you some inspiration. Today, I want to talk about the power of collaborations and partnering with people. Not necessarily influencer marketing. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about partnerships, podcasts, and just the power of connecting with other companies online. So let's dive into it. I don't know if I'm going to need the whiteboard. It's here because I might have some illustrations. We shall see. But anyways, let's just dive into it. So the power of collaborations, there's a couple of ways to create collaborations that I want to dive into. But I just first wanted to say, you know, people online who have similar following as you, a larger following count, and not necessarily following as in social. They could have more emails. They could have more YouTube views. Like, they just have a strong network. These are people, why wouldn't you want to collaborate with them? So a couple of ways to collaborate with people. Of course, you can collaborate with people through social media. So let's talk about that first. Actually, let me write this down. So, collaborations. Okay, so the first one is Instagram and socials. So, same thing with TikTok. Same thing with YouTube. I think these are where the collaborations are going to happen the most. And essentially, this is reaching out to people who have a similar following count and connection with their followers, right? You don't want to just go after people who have bought followers, is what I'm trying to get at. You do want to try to find accounts that are in similar industries, at least of your clients. That's key. And have as strong of a following and connection with their following as you do or more. Obviously, if you can go after accounts that have a higher amount, then that just brings even more new followers and connections to your account. But you don't always have to go after the super high following account, because it also just depends on their connection with their audience, how naturally they've been able to grow it. and the type of audience that they have. So any type of collaboration in general, you want to make sure that you're collaborating with people that will help your business or you as a person. If you're trying to grow yourself as a brand and or your company, you really want to go after people whose followers are almost like your ideal clients. Because when you collab with someone on Instagram and you have that collaboration feature and you send that request to them, then your content, typically a reel, will also show up on their feed, which means it will also show up to their following count. And that's the power of collaborations. TikTok is great for this. Instagram is great for this. YouTube is great for this, except YouTube is typically, you would do a video interview and you would tag the person. It would be more of like a long form interview for YouTube, and then you would just tag them. Versus Instagram, you can get by with doing just a simple reel and then tagging them as a collaborator and having the content be something, you know, call to action related. But collaborations on Instagram and other social platforms, they're very fun. You can make really cool transitions. You can still keep it interview based, but essentially it's you, two people, or maybe a couple people coming together and saying, let's talk about one topic that I know will benefit my clients, will benefit your clients, but also your clients could become my clients and my clients could become your clients. That's typically how a good collaboration forms, because the minute you post this, you want your following to look at their account and say, hey, maybe I want to work with them, and you want their following to do the same for you. So that is really fun. Also, collaborations in general, you will create really great friends out of it, really great business friendships, mentors, maybe even partnerships down the road. And of course, you'll be able to attract, oh my gosh, my hands are slippery. There we go. Wow. You'll be able to attract an audience group that you wouldn't necessarily be able to go after as quickly, right? So that is kind of just the power of collaborations. Another one that is great is podcasts. So I know a lot of PR agencies use podcast outreach for their clients to get interviewed on other podcasts, but I think podcasting is a great way to bring people onto your show, but also for you to be interviewed on other shows. And again, it just reaches an audience group that you might not have been able to reach if you didn't create this partnership and collaboration with this person. So how the podcast would look like is, you know, again, very similar. You and another podcaster or another company say, hey, I want to be interviewed on your podcast. And maybe they don't have to have, or you don't have to have a podcast and have it vice versa. But I do think it helps. It helps with the pitch, and it helps to say, like, can I be interviewed on you and you be interviewed on mine? But anyways, essentially you're going to them and saying, this is what I can bring to the table. I think your audience group would really find value out of this. Can I be interviewed on your podcast? Is that something that you would be interested in? And then when they say yes, then it would be a full-on podcast interview. Another way to do that, though, is through ads. So you could also approach popular podcasts that you feel like your services would benefit their audience and ask them if they would run advertising on their episodes about your company, right? Some will do it for free. Some will do it for free merch or services. Some will ask for some payment, but essentially this is saying they can record an episode, but then within that episode, you'd give them a script and they would script out information about your company and the offer you're providing them. Typically, you have a specific offer for that podcaster. So they say, you know, use podcast 10 for our listeners only to get 10% off or whatever that looks like. So I think collaborating with podcasters is two ways. You can just do it organically and say, I want to be interviewed. I also want you to come on my show. Or you could go and you can say, hey, I feel like your audience groups would really benefit from my services. Would you be interested in recording ads and placing ads on your platform? So they typically get a kickback. If they want payment, it typically is in the form of a kickback, as in when they go to release their ad, you would track how many sales into your company comes from that podcast, and then you would give them a little bit of money from those sales. That is a great way to do it. Also will help them make money, you make money. So it's literally a great win-win. The doing that with Instagram, you could do like paid sponsorships, but you don't see that happen as much on Instagram because it's hard to say like, oh, I wanna just have you do a reel, but then halfway through talk about my company. So typically that's why with Instagram, it's like you just do reels together, you collaborate in that way. But with podcasting, I've definitely seen it go, you know, both ways. Another type of collaboration. Would be mastermind group coaching program, or even like retreats. I'll say retreat. Even retreats. And this is you finding companies again where you feel like their audience group would benefit having you kind of like speak as a panelist or speak at that event with them. So with a mastermind group, it would be like a special guest, even a retreat, a special guest, and you would come on as a special guest to give a presentation on whatever topic that would benefit their audience group. The cool thing about this is, first off, you can get paid. So you could go after companies, and or sometimes companies will come after you and say, I want you to speak at this event. I want you to teach this topic at this event, and they will pay you, or sometimes they pay for your transportation and accommodation to attend the mastermind or the retreat. If payment is not involved and you're just doing it for free, then again, it's a great way to also get clients because you're doing it in person with them. I mean, sometimes it's virtual, but you're actually there on with their clients. They don't really know too much about you. They're bringing you on as the expert. So then their clients are looking at you of like, oh, I think I need her services, right? So doing mastermind and retreats, it's another great way to collaborate. I think these are kind of the three things. I'll give you one of the, I actually have done a couple of retreats where companies reach out to me and said like, I want you to teach on marketing funnels and automation at my retreat in wherever it was. There one time I went to Florida and my accommodation was paid for. I didn't get compensated outside of that, but my accommodation was paid for, which was pretty awesome. And I did get clients from that too. So I think there's a couple ways to go about that. And it also depends on your experience. And I would say like your authoritativeness within the industry to begin with. But I think those are probably the big three ways to collaborate with other accounts. But again, the reason it's so important, and I think this is probably a shorter episode, but I just kind of want to like get it into your head, is collaborations is like almost like free marketing with people that trust someone else. So they're naturally going to trust you, which typically results in higher conversions when it comes to pitching your offer. I think that's why collaborations are so big. And you see people collaborate all the time. I mean, Jenna Kutcher and Amy Porterfield collaborate with each other all the time because it works, because it's very beneficial for both parties. You're not necessarily, though, looking at a collaboration as like a friendship. Collaborations are still business deals. So you're collaborating with other companies and individuals in order to make you more money in your business by bringing in clients and or customers that you wouldn't have been able to reach organically or even through paid ads. And again, because of there's that trust factor already built within their community, they're going to buy your products or services a little bit faster because of that trust factor that the other company has been able to build up. So I think, though, the way collaborations are the most successful, you can't guarantee both parties are going to have an influx of clients. However, I think the most successful ones do realize that, and they form this collaboration because they realize that I could help your clients, you can help my clients, my audience doesn't know you, your audience doesn't know me. So let's collaborate. We can help each other, but also we can help our clients. I think those are the most successful collaborations. And these three ways, the doing a collaboration on Instagram, I would say that's the easiest. There's not that much thought process. You can throw a coupon code in there, but podcasts and ads takes a little bit more time because you're either typically recording live with them or you have to script an ad to be placed into their podcast. And then the masterminds and retreats definitely take up the most of your time because you're either physically going somewhere or you're creating a very detailed presentation to attend a virtual mastermind or retreat. So I ranked these in order of easiest to do to hardest to do, but I do think you would make the most money and have the highest conversions and connection if you do mastermind retreats versus just doing an Instagram. But they're still extremely powerful, and it's a way of thinking of collaborations outside of just paying influencers or wanting to work with influencers. This has nothing to do with influencer marketing. This is strictly you collaborating with someone in a similar industry to voice yourself onto their audience. And that's really the only point of collaboration. So the reason I made this episode one of the new year is because I do want it to be your goal. I'm assuming all of you are female business owners listening to this. So I want it to be your goal to do more collaborations in 2024. I honestly think it will help your company, whether you are a product-based company or a service-based company. I honestly think doing a collaboration will help your business. In fact, I would love for you to set your goal now, because this is the first episode of 2024 for us. I want you to set your goal to say, I will do 4 collaborations, 1 a quarter in 2024. I'm going to make that my goal, and I also want you to make it your goal. And then I want you to come back and let me know what you think and how these collaborations went. So a little bit shorter of an episode, but I hope it was high impact, high value. I hope you got a lot of information. Please set this as one of your goals and let me know how it goes. If you have any questions about the logistics of collaborating, feel free to reach out to us. You can go to our website, sheconvertsmarketing.com. We're on Instagram, she.converts, or of course you can email us hello@sheconvertsmarketing.com. And until next time, once again, happy new year. Let's freaking crush 2024. I'm so excited for it. And I will talk to you in the next episode. See ya. Thank you for listening to another episode of She Converts, Marketing with Carolyn Lewis. To help more women thrive in business, make sure you rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. To become an exclusive She Converts podcast member, check out our website at www.sheconvertsmarketing.com. Until next time, keep putting in the work and trust in yourself to grow your business. Let's beat the status quo and empower women to build their empires. Let's continue to change it together.